Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
That's right, Caroline's Cause Corner on Friday mornings, where we highlight a local nonprofit, activist, or social change leader. Turns out, one of those people is the very person who does the highlighting. Caroline, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's kind of fun to be on the other side of the mic.
Yeah, we're interviewing you today because you've celebrated 5 years of doing the Cause Corner.
Yeah, the official month is May, but we're celebrating all year.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, it took us 6 months for you to get in touch with me, for me to call you back, and for us to confirm that we were going to do the segment. But once we did, we're so happy that we've had you all this time, and it's cool to ask you for the first time ever, you know, what it's been like. We've never had you on the other side of the microphone. So, hi.
Hi. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Caroline. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what a great contribution you've made for the station. Thanks.
Well, you know, it was one of those things that everybody says, if you're passionate about it, go into it. And Tyler, remember I was sort of consulting on marketing and stuff when the station started?
Yeah.
And at the same time, I was having another crisis of like what I wanted to do with my career. I've been doing PR and marketing for a really, really long time. And I really love the social cause world and was looking to get into it in some way. And it wasn't really working out in a way that I could like be an executive director at some charity or foundation. It just, that wasn't panning out. And then I heard that there were so many nonprofits in Laguna Beach. Like there's like a huge, like one of the biggest concentrations of 501c3s here in Laguna
almost
Beach.
Almost 300 of them.
Right, exactly, per capita. And I'm like, God, why don't I just start a show that showcases that, those organizations. And then at the same time, I worked with Alice Cooper for the first time doing his Solid Rock charity and realized that even people like Alice Cooper that you think have all the resources in the world and financial and personnel resources don't for their charities. So there's a need in every level, grassroots to even bigger charities, to have a platform and sort of marketing and PR know-how and how to get their word out and their message out. So I've interviewed so many amazing people here from Laguna Beach, activists, philanthropists that do things around the world that live in Laguna Beach. Yeah, it's been amazing.
Are you like me? And after a little while, you forget who you've had on the show, or do you remember each and every person that you've interviewed?
I do not remember each and every person I've interviewed. In fact, maybe it's my age, but you know, names that go away sometimes. I'm like, God, dude, or I remember because I work in the music business. I'm an audio person, so like if I hear them speak, I'll recognize them. Mm. But sometimes it's early in the morning and we're sort of in and out really fast. And you know, 5 years of interviews, I definitely don't remember every single one. But there are highlights.
And
for
I
sure.
will add that executive directors change all the time. Like administration in nonprofits, it's kind of a revolving door. Sometimes people go laterally
it's a labor of love.
You know, so you never know who's at what organization anymore.
Well, exactly. Well, that's true. And, in terms of the show, it has become like the highlight of my week. I love doing my show. And I love sort of the organic way that I get the interviews. You know, I get some through the station and through our the Facebook, you know.
You've never not had a guest. They always show up somehow.
I think that I've had one time in 5 years that someone actually just was a no-show.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Pretty good.
It's damn good. Do you have any, does anybody stick out as really accomplished gets for you that you worked really hard to make sure they got on the show
over
the years? Yeah.
Totally. Greg McGillivray.
McGillivray.
Okay. So he and I, like the entire show, we kept going back and forth with how to pronounce his last name. And anyway, it took me about a year to get Greg on because he's a very busy guy, you know, doing his beautiful IMAX films and everything that he does. When I got Matt Sorum on, the drummer for Guns N' Roses, that was a big, big one. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He was like, I'm in Laguna. Let's do it. It's a Sunday. And he was like, just basically we talked for 2 hours.
Yeah. he hangs out a lot with the general manager of the Montage, Rick Reese.
Yeah.
So there, whenever he's doing something musical, they're both there. I've gone to Rick's house and Matt Sorum's just been there. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? You know, so he does hang in town a lot.
He does. And actually in Stu News today, the announcement of the Laguna Beach kid that got the Atlantic Records record deal. Matt Sorum has a part in that, if you read through that story.
He's
so he's definitely, and I met him through Jim Marshall, the rock and the music photographer, famous music photographer that I worked with and was friends with. I met him through that world. And so it's totally not a Laguna connection mm-hmm. that I met Matt. I think another, who's another really big get? I have to say, you know, having Alice Cooper do my sound check at the end of my show, that's pretty huge. And then having Alice, like, literally, I just watched three music documentaries that two of them, really, Alice was the centerpiece of, he was like the nucleus of the flower of all these other musicians that mm-hmm. came out of, you know, the story. And he's doing, you know, Broadway plays. I mean, he's like still, you know, in his senior years doing so much. So having him involved in my show has really been, you know, an honor, I guess. Yeah.
Cool. And what do you think it's done for you personally or professionally over the years? How's the Cause Corner contributed to your life?
Like I said, it's like the highlight of my week. I love it. My kids love it. You know, my kids have been exposed now to like radio and media, and just having the station here has been such a contribution to my life and to my family's life, because they've had the opportunity to have experiences that, you know, in other markets, it's sort of like this, ooh, you're so lucky if you get, you know, it's very exclusive and not inclusive, and you've made the radio and media and celebrity, not celebrity, but, you know, just personality, minor celebrity, you know, local celebrity, very accessible. And I think that that's a really good message, actually.
Yeah. We just started locking the door last week. Up until that point, you could walk in at any minute.
Right. I mean, so what radio station's like, yeah, bring your demo by, where, you know, go ahead, just walk in.
We just changed the policy.
I know. And it's a bummer. It's a bummer, but, you know, you got to be safe. And then these times, you just got to be, you know, wise about that kind of stuff. And so I think that was actually a good move. So, you know, you got to take care of your peeps. You don't want anything...
Well, I think I have a question.
What? Uh-oh. Okay, here we go.
So I haven't been with you every Friday on a show. I've known you for many, many years.
Yes.
And you say all the time you work in PR. What does that mean? What do you do, Caroline?
Oh, my God. That million-dollar question. Okay, so PR, as I explained to, believe me, my parents and my family's like, what is PR? And so finally, as I had to break it down for my kids, I like... So when you read something in the newspaper or see it online or see it on TV, typically there's somebody, a public relations specialist, who has, or a somebody in-house for that company that's in the PR department that has brokered that deal to get that product or person that media recognition. So, in other words, you're a producer of sorts. And so if I've got like a product and I want it on KTLA, I call the morning show producer and I negotiate with them and they're like, no. And then I'm like, yes. And you never take no for an answer. And yeah, you explain why they got to be on it. And then eventually your product or your person is on KTLA morning show. And that's what PR people do.
See, very, very noble.
So it's sales. Yeah. You know, it's editorial, so it's not advertising, so you don't pay to get mm-hmm. that exposure as an advertising person would call the other department, the ad department, and they would pay and have specific areas and times that they would be on. Anyway, I could give you the whole like education on difference between PR and marketing and advertising, and they're all like blended together now because of digital. Yeah. It's all kind of one.
Well, again, we're on with Caroline. She's of Caroline's Cause Corner has been doing this thing for more than 5 years now. Well, almost 5 years, I guess, technically. And why don't you end by telling us what causes are going on right now that the public needs to consider supporting or getting behind what's happening right now in our town?
Okay, so this is the big one. My son, Mason, is in fifth grade at Top of the World, and his classmate, Braden Belden, was in a very, very severe snowboard accident over Ski Week. And so they have a GoFundMe page, Braden, B-E-L-D-E-N, and B-R-A-Y-D-E-N. But also coming up this Tuesday, March 13th, there is at Wahoo's in Laguna Beach, 20%, I believe, of whatever you purchase is going to go to Braden's GoFundMe campaign. And I believe that's being sponsored by the Laguna Beach. Let's see here. It's surf. Hang on one second. The surf team, because he was a really up and coming surfer on the circuit as a young kid. And it's been really tough. His mom's a good friend of mine, and it's just been tough on the community because we love our community, and because he was the surfer on the junior circuit, something like that. Very active family in the community. It's been a tough one, and we want to support them as much as possible. So go to Wahoo's, Laguna Beach, buy tons of food. Companies out there, buy for your staff for that day, and really help out the Belden family.
And that's this Tuesday.
It's this Tuesday. on a lighter note, this Tuesday, I'm going to be at South by Southwest. and I have my panel is Tuesday. That is going to be a lot of fun. And it's a cannabis industry because it's one of the verticals I work in, music, cannabis, culinary. And it's a culinary panel for the cannabis industry. So
what a rock star life, Caroline, that you lead.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. You should have seen me driving around town with my kids all, from like, 4 to 9 last night. So rock star.
Well, you're also a mom.
Yes.
Caroline's Cause Corner every Friday morning at 8:15 on this radio station with no end in sight because the nonprofits are seemingly endless. And we're really glad to honor them every week. And we thank you for being the person that does that. Without your legwork and booking these guys and getting them on the air and doing the interviews every week, we wouldn't fulfill one of our missions, which is to highlight causes in the community. So we thank you for allowing us to do that year after year.
Thank you, Tyler, for allowing me to do the show. I really, really do love it. And I appreciate the station where your vision is tremendous. And it's 5 years later, 6 years later?
Almost
6 years later. I mean, look at it. You're alive and well and growing, and you got your sidekick here, Monica, running the show and in the back office doing the deals, and you guys are great. So thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Caroline.
Thanks, Caroline.
Thanks, Monica. All right, Caroline's Cause Corner. We'll end with that Alice Cooper outro, shall Woo-hoo! We?
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.